Hello, it's Monday, March 2nd. This is Liardin Gita, Portfolio Manager for the Sawgrass Large Quality Growth Strategy. The S&P 500 declined 0.8% in February, making the largest monthly decline since March 2025. Even though the index is virtually unchanged for the year, we've seen a violent sector rotation with extreme dispersion of performance of its constituents. Off of the 500 stocks, only 100 stocks are within a 5% band from where they started at the beginning of the year. So 80% had greater than 5% move, and 25% of the stocks had greater than 20% moves, either higher or lower year to date. In terms of sector performance, utilities led the gains with a return of 10.3% for the month, followed by energy up 9.5%, materials up 8.4%, and staples up 7.8%. While financials declined 3.8%, weighted down by private credit market concerns, and technology dropped 3.6% as AI disruption fears triggered a rotation out of the software stocks and the mega-cap stocks. The theme of industries that are perceived as AI resilient, the bricks and mortars where business model cannot be interrupted, have significantly outperformed for the month. We continue with the recent trend of market breadth broadening during February, with the equal-weighted index making all-time highs, increasing 3.5%, and significantly outperforming the market cap-based S&P 500 for the month by roughly 420 basis points. In terms of factor attribution, the month was characterized by a notable regime shift in factor leadership. Value, momentum, and low vol outperformed for the month. Interestingly, both high beta momentum and low vol factors outperformed significantly simultaneously, reflecting the bifurcated market where specific AI winners remained resilient while defensives rallied on safety from the AI disruption risks. Value stocks continued to outperform growth for the third consecutive month, and small cap and mid cap stocks outperformed large caps, indicating a healthier and a more diversified participation in the market. Some of the key market drivers for the month were, one, the concern about the AI disruption intensified following the Anthropic's automation tool release, triggering a violent sell-off in software, asset management, and the information services sectors. Second, the geopolitical tensions escalated as U.S.-Iran nuclear talks stalled, driving the oil price higher and adding further to market uncertainty. Looking at the current market conditions, there are two catalysts to consider in the near term. First, the uncertainty of the monetary policy can contribute to increased volatility in risk assets. The PPI data recently published showed that the numbers were exceedingly higher than consensus and signaling a persistent inflationary pressure. The Fed maintained its policy at 3.75% in January, citing modest labor improvement and inflation above target, but that path can change based on the most recent inflationary trends. Second, the recent trend of broadening rally and sector rotation can continue, especially given the fact that the mega-cap tech stocks have significantly increased the AI capex, and the free cash flow is down dramatically from the recent years. Also, AI-driven disruption continues with the moat erosions and new competitive threats for software stocks, and in general, the asset-light information services industries. Going forward, we think that the market broadening will continue and quality will outperform for this year, given the Fed's easing cycle and the current AI's digestion phase, and the relative valuations between the mega-cap stocks and the rest of the market. We hope this has been helpful, and if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you.